The Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend George and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Proverbs 4, 5, and 6 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you as the source of all wisdom and understanding. Help us to be faithful stewards of the trust placed in us by the people we serve, by continuing to seek your wisdom above all else. May your strength sustain us and your grace empower us to serve with diligence and compassion. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schwarr, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
A quorum is established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 49th
day. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved, so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Shelby recognized. Close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, but that it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire the senator from Dunklin, please?
Senator from Dunklin County, do you yield to an inquiry of the senator from Lawrence County? You may proceed.
Morning, Senator. Or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Senator. When this afternoon? 13 minutes, exactly.
When public statements are made and there's any inkling of that being wrong, I think they need to be righted. And Senator, yesterday I said some things out of emotion that were wrong about you, and I want to make a public apology. I apologize to you, and I will make an effort to not just with you, but come to anyone else that I have questions that should be talked about privately first. So make that commitment to you. So I just wanted to apologize to you, and I will do everything in my power not to let that happen again.
Senator, I appreciate that very, very much. As I told you, I've always tried to do my best job of being honest and giving you the best information I can. So I appreciate that, sir.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
The order of business, introduction of guests. Senator from Livingston County, barely was first audible.
Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce some special guests from up out of the 12th District. To your left, and to my right, if Jeremy and Heather could stand, please. I have two constituents, and I don't understand why they would choose to do this. They own several accounting firms in the 12th District. Some of you know what yesterday's deadline was, and they decided to vacation at the Capitol, the great state of Missouri, on April 16th. But Jeremy and Heather live in Chillicothe, Missouri, and have chose to come down and visit us today, and I wish the body before I recognize the next group would make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the first guest, the senator from Livingston. Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator, you may continue.
The second set of guests, it was a surprise. I got a text. I didn't know that you guys were coming to vacation with me today. If Kelly and Julianne would stand, we don't want anybody to know, but yes, I had both of these kids in school, and that's still what they are to me. We don't want either one of them to tell any stories, so we will not allow them to speak to any others, and you will be excused from the chamber immediately upon the end of the introduction. But please welcome Kelly and Julianne. I would imagine they're here with Missouri Farm Bureau today, would be my guess.
Please Let's welcome these in. Guests to the Senator from Livingston. Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Introduction guests, Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to also recognize a very special guest. Today in the chamber, we have Deanna Steed from St. Louis, Missouri. She is here shadowing our office as well as learning about the Capitol. So anyone in the chamber or around the building, feel free to say hi to Deanna, make her feel welcome, and then feel free to tell her about what you do. If we can make her feel welcomed, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you, Mr.
Welcome
President.
Welcome the guest, the Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 5th.
Your special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left is Jay Hilbert. Jay's a sophomore at Kairos Academy in my district in the city of St. Louis, and he's shadowing me for the day. He's joined by his grandmother, Mari Scott. Jay's favorite school subject is science, and particularly physics. He enjoys carpentry and spends most of his evenings improving his carpentry skills by building sets for the school theater program. If y'all would please join me in giving Jay and his grandmother a warm welcome.
Let's welcome Jay and his grandma to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, I would ask if there are messages from the House, and if so, could they be read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1494, entitled An Act Relating to the Uniform Deployed Parents Custody and Visitation Act. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1945, entitled An Act Relating to Teacher Externships.
Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business to come before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned until Wednesday, April 17th at 12 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Shelby. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Wednesday, April 17th at 12 p.m.